ESPN.com senior baseball insider Rob Nyer. I guess we can call this part two of Left Coast Bias because, you know, we did the Monday Night Football game a few minutes ago. Left Coast Bias again because we're going to take a look at what's going on in baseball from the West Coast perspective. So, Rob, let's take a look first at the Philadelphia Phillies and or the Mariners end of the deal involving Halladay to the Phillies. The Phillies trade the Mariners trade their best pitching prospect and a few other small parts. They get Cliff Lee from Philadelphia for 1 year until he hits a free agency. What do you think of this?
I like it, Jason. I like it in the short term and the long term. I don't think that Cliff Lee will wind up signing with the Mariners. He might. I doubt it. but I think he makes them very competitive. He, along with Sean Figgins, very competitive in 2010. That's all they're thinking about. And after 2010, he can find someplace else, and they pick up the draft pick.
I like what they're doing, Rob, because finally, I mean, I guess you can say it's good and bad. It's good they're doing this. You know, it's bad that it's taken them this long to do it, but realizing the ballpark they have and the ball club they need to assemble there, finally they've realized that, okay, we need to assemble behind pitching and speed and defense instead of, well, let's bring in a couple of mashers and sign Adrian Beltre for all kinds of money and Richie Sexton, and now the light bulb has gone on to say, hey, wait a minute, we have a good 1-2 punch now, a great 1-2 punch in King Felix and Cliff Lee if it winds up going down. We just added Sean Figgins. And suddenly, the Mariners will be the chic team, the chic pick to win the AL West this coming season.
They will. You're absolutely right. And you think about where they were just a year ago, coming off a horrible season, 100 losses, or roughly 100 losses, and they go to 85 wins in the new GM's first season, focusing largely on pitching and especially defense. That was the number one point of emphasis for the new GM, Jack Sorensic, when he came in after the 2007 season, 2008 season, excuse me, improved the defense, and it worked. It couldn't have worked better than it worked. And now this is sort of the next step. Okay, we did that. Now we're going to continue to get better on defense or stay good on defense, and we're going to add some pitching and some offense. And he's doing it. I mean, two big pieces like Cliff Lee and Sean Figgins, those two players alone would be enough to get the Mariners into serious contention. I'm not sure they're done yet.
Is what we've seen so far with adding those two players and John Lackey leaving the Angels enough to put the Mariners on top?
I'm not ready to go there quite yet, Jason. The Angels still have a lot of talent. And some things did go right for the Mariners this season that may not go so well for them. For example, Russ Branyan isn't signed yet. He may not be back. Who plays first base for the Mariners? I don't know. So they still have some work to do. But they've got money to fool around with still maybe a little bit. They do have more prospects they could trade if they wanted to. So I think as things stand right now, I would rate the Mariners as co-favorites at best. But again, they're not finished.
No, they could bring back Alvin Davis to play first base and they'd be all set.
Mr. Mariner, you bet.
Hey, as far as the Angels go, Rob, it's a very strange year for them. So far, they've lost two big pieces in the puzzle, Sean Figgins and John Lackey. And now, they've never been a team to sit tight and lose. They always go out and get somebody big when they lose. They try to replenish. What, in your mind, should they be going after right now?
Well, I mean, they apparently are going to replace Vladimir Guerrero with Tadeki Matsui as their DH, but I'm not sure how much else they can do in terms of big moves. I mean, there aren't that many big players out there, and I'm not sure there are many more big trades to be made. But we knew Roy Halladay was out there, and that sort of led to this big three-team deal. Who else? I don't know. I don't think they'll sit on their hands. I do think that they're going to find that their opportunities are relatively limited now that so many of the best players seem to be spoken for.
ESPN.com baseball insider Rob Nyer is with us. It's All Night with Jason Smith on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by Progressive Insurance, our guests like Rob all appear with us via the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. And Rob, as you mentioned, of course, if they sign Hideki Matsui to be the designated hitter, it will spell the end of Vladimir Guerrero. Is this the end of Vladimir Guerrero? I mean, look, we've seen him. He's going to be 34. He's had lower leg injuries, less than 400 at-bats last year, a couple of games in the outfield. What do you think he has left?
I don't have any idea. I mean, I think he has to be healthy, clearly, and he hasn't been lately. That said, it wasn't that long ago, right? 2007, he had a big year. So it isn't like this is just the normal aging process. I don't believe that for a second. He, you know, just two seasons ago, 2007, 125 RBIs. And just in 2008, he played just about as well, just didn't play quite as much. So really, he's just had one sort of so-so season. Otherwise, it's legitimately great hitting seasons for as far back as we can remember, going back to the late 90s. So I wouldn't give up on him yet. In this market, he's not going to get a lot of money to come back, but somebody will definitely bring him back. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if he had a 30 home run season.
Is Hideki Matsui that much of an upgrade?
Well, he's an upgrade over what Guerrero gave them this year. If you asked me who's going to have a better year next year, I'd have a tough time answering. I think they'll be roughly the same in 2009. So no, he's not an upgrade in 2010. I don't think they could have gotten Guerrero to come back for what they're going to give Matsui. I mean, if they give Matsui $6.5 million, which is the figure I saw, I think Guerrero gets more than that. Maybe a 2-year deal for $14 million or something, because, you know, he does have the reputation.
He's ESPN.com baseball insider Rob Nyer. His latest on all the deals on the Sweet Spot, his blog on the front of the baseball page on ESPN.com. Rob, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Take care, Jason.